Hare Krishna, I'll be reading about Sri Jagannath Das Babaji Samadhi. Siddha Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj lived for 144 years. He took Diksha from Sri Madhusudan Das Babaji and did bhajan for many years at Surya Kund in Vrindavan. Thakur Bhakti Vinod received valuable instructions on pure devotional service from Jagannath Das Babaji. His practice was to live 6 months in Sri Navdweep Dham and 6 in Vraj Mandals. During his time, said Thakur Bhakti Vinod, Sri Jagannath Das Babaji was the most advanced Rasika Vaishnav in Gaur and Vraj Mandals and Purushottam Kshetra, that is Jagannath Puri. Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave him title Sarvabhauma, the chief of Vaishnavas. At 125 years old, his body appeared bent like a semicircle. His eyelids hung over his eyes like heavy stage curtains. Standing on either side, two disciples would lift his droopy eyelids so he could offer tulsi manjaris to his deity of Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Sri Jagannath Das Babaji could barely walk. Bihari, his Vrijvasi servant, used to carry him on his shoulders. But whenever there was a Naam Kirtan, Jagannath Das Babaji would bolt out of his basket and leap 4 feet into the air. In great ecstasy, he would begin to sing and dance. He performed vigorous bhajan despite physical limitations. He was fond of chanting loudly in both japa and kirtana. During kirtan, he would sing, Nitai ki nama enechi re, ki nama enechi re, ki nama didichi re. O Lord Nityanand, what a wonderful name you have brought. O Lord Nitai, what a wonderful name you have given. After chanting almost the whole night, the next morning, he would offer 1,108 danvats to the deities. He was always enthusiastic to serve the Vaishnavas. He lived as an ascetic follower of a strict diet and the yearly Chaturmasya, that is 4 month fast. The first month he ate only 4 bananas in the evening, second month only guavas, third month only whey, fourth month only boiled banana flours without salt. Once he begged a roti, that is a flat bread, from a Vrindavan street sweeper. Hearing about this, the leading men of Vrindavan said to Jagannath Das Babaji, Baba, you are the crest jewel of Raj. It pains us to hear anyone criticizing you, but now everyone is talking against you. They are saying, Baba has gone mad. If he defies the age-old traditions, what will happen to society? Babaji Maharaj replied, You are all learned people. Don't you know the importance of the dust of Vrindavan? It is so surcharged with Krishna Prem that even Lord Brahma desires to become a particle of Rajraj, that is the dust of Vrindavan. Therefore, isn't a Vrindavan sweeper who is constantly serving the dust, breathing it, rolling in it and bathing in it more pure than anyone else? Silence filled the air, indicating everyone's acceptance of Babaji Maharaj's reply. While living in Navdweep Dham, Jagannath Das Babaji showed deep respect towards all residents. Even when some puppies ate from his plate, he didn't protest. Bihari, his servant, became disgusted to see dogs devouring his guru's prasadam and he drove them away. Jagannath Das Babaji scolded Bihari. These puppies are residents of the holy dham. They are not ordinary living entities. I will not eat until they come back to share the Mahaprasadam from my plate. At the age of 142, he couldn't see or walk. To confirm his findings, Thakur Bhakti Vinod requested Jagannath Das to see Lord Chaitanya's appearance place. Intoxicated with Gauranga Prem, Jagannath Das Babaji leapt high in the air and began chanting and dancing at the discovery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's yoga peet. Out of compassion for all conditioned souls, Jagannath Das Babaji transferred his power of bhajan, knowledge of the shastras, and prema bhakti directly into the heart of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, said Sripad Bivi Narayan Maharaj. Jagannath Das Babaji had many disciples. He often gave the following instructions. 1. You must avoid women, men who associate with women, or with a man who in any way associates with a man who associates with a woman. 2. To realize the supreme goal of life, you must repeat Harinam regularly and steadfastly. Steadiness is so important that it must be maintained even at the cost of one's life. 3. Never forget Gaura, who is more merciful and benevolent than Krishna. Krishna is like a just ruler who takes into account your offenses in his administration of justice. Gaura does not take your offenses into account. Whereas Krishna is more interested in the dispensation of justice, Gaura is more interested in the distribution of mercy. From this point of view, Gaur Kirtan is more useful than Krishna Kirtan. Gaur Kirtan means Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakt Vrinda. 4. Krishna is the avatar of Dwapar Yuga. Gaur is the Kali Yuga avatar. We should sing the name and glories of the avatar in whose age we live. Just as in a kingdom we praise the ruling king. Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari, Jai Sachinandan Gaur Hari. The Sonar Gauranga temple in Gopal Bagh, Vrindavan houses Gaur Nitai deities once worshipped in Surya Kund by Sri Jagannath Das Babaji. In Krishna Leela, he serves as Rasik Manjari. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desiree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device. 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desiree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.